Well, one of the reasons that Christine Milne walked away, or cited for walking away from the agreement with Federal Labor, was the government's decision last week not to grant heritage listing to Tasmania's Tarkine Forest. The federal announcement was strongly supported by state Labor government, which has been in a power-sharing agreement too with the Tassie Greens since 2010. That particular deal, unlike the federal one, looks like holding all the way through to the state election there in 13 months. The Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings joins us now. Premier, welcome back to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Are you confident your alliance with the state Tassie Greens will hold until the election?
Yes, I am confident, just because it's a different model. We've got two Green ministers. They have responsibilities of government. They understand the need to continue to act responsibly and in the best interests of the state.
Do you think the federal government erred in not following that model, in, you know, sort of keeping your enemy close and giving them responsibility, tying them in more closely?
I wouldn't dare comment on the federal situation in that respect, because Julia Gillard was dealing with a very different situation to what I've dealt with down here. For instance, she didn't just have the Greens there. She had Andrew Wilkie, Rob Oakeshott, Tony Windsor. All of these people were part of, and still are, part of keeping this federal government in power at this point. So it's a very different scenario to that of Tasmania, where we just had Green members to deal with.
I wonder if it's going to stay different, though. I noticed that the acting Greens leader there in Tasmania, Tim Morris, is quoted saying, as the state election draws nearer, they'll be trying to differentiate, and the usual way of doing that is picking a fight.
Well, I don't think there's anything surprising in the fact that Labor and Greens do have different policy views, and I expect you will see those differences in the policy views coming out more and more as you do tend towards an election. But that doesn't mean that you don't keep getting on with the job of governing. And in fact, the situation that we've got, the arrangement that we've got with the Greens, certainly allows our two Green ministers to step outside of the cabinet room, not to vote on policy that they don't agree with, and for us to have that vote on the floor of the House. So that's where the stability has come from. We haven't said you must abide by Labor policy, because we're certainly not going to abide by Greens policy that we disagree with.
Well, you pretty much told the National Press Club yesterday that your government will always put jobs ahead of the environment, and basically saying that the Greens do it the other way round.
Absolutely.
Is that why you so strongly oppose the natural heritage listing for the Tarkine, and is the federal government really doing your bidding, being led by you there?
Look, I absolutely supported Tony Abbott's decision, and I was very pleased.
Tony Burke's decision?
Tony Burke. So we're just talking about gaffes at Paul Bongiorno. God, that must be the worst one, Fran. Tony Burke's decision on the Tarkine, absolutely. He did the right thing there, by jobs and by people, and there is an absolute distinction between the Green movement and the Labor movement on that front. The Greens have always put the environment first. Labor has always put people first.
It's not just Greens, though, who want to protect our natural forests,
yeah,
our natural assets. And the Environment Minister, Tony Burke, says it's up to your government to look at greater levels of protection for that rainforest.
Yes, and Fran, I was about to say to you that the reality is, in that Tarkine region, with the mines that currently exist and those that are on the drawing board with mineral exploration licences, you're only talking about 1% of the Tarkine region being open for mining in that respect. Most of that area already is under some form of reserve. And with the Tasmanian Forest Agreement, there is likely to be more of that area put into protection for the trees and the forest that lives in that area.
People fear the change in a forest environment if you have mining, because it's not just the mines themselves, it's the roads in, it's the trucks coming in and out.
This is a fact that I think Tony Burke found for himself when he went into the Tarkine region, that he went into areas that had been previously mined decades ago, and the rainforest grows back. You couldn't really even tell where the mines had been. And nowadays you're talking about mining that is far more sophisticated than the mining that occurred a century ago, which has left us with environmental damage around Queenstown and has effectively killed the King and Queen River. That doesn't happen today. Mining is very, very different, and you must have a balance, and you must provide jobs. We in Tasmania must be allowed to realise the mineral wealth that exists in this state, so that we don't have to be so reliant on GST and on other states who are not very happy with the fact that Tasmania takes a high proportion of the GST.
I'll come to that in a moment, but it's believed that the Environment Minister Tony Burke was driven in large part by electoral considerations in making that decision, because Labor holds four out of the 45 seats in Tasmania, but they're clearly very concerned that they may lose two of them, if not more. How much of that is due to the performance of your government there? Because polling this week shows the primary vote for the state Labor government, your party, 23%. A primary vote of 23%. What's gone so wrong for Labor in Tasmania?
We're in a period of structural change down here, and fairly dramatic structural change following the global financial crisis. We've been hit by the high Australian dollar, as much of Australia has been when it comes to the manufacturing and export sector. And we have had a heavy reliance on mineral exports, on forestry exports, on other exports that have been hurt through this period. Forestry is the biggest area that is undergoing structural change, not just because of the high Australian dollar, where the fact is right now we can't even export wood chips at any form of profit. We're exporting at a loss when we do. But also the fact that the market's expectations have changed. The international global market wants FSC certification of forests. We don't have any public forests in Tasmania with FSC certification. The only way you can get it is working with the environmental movement.
It's 10 minutes to 8 on breakfast. Our guest this morning is the Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings. Premier Labor has been in government in your state for 16 years. Surely you could have seen some of these looming problems about the restructuring of the economy looming and done more about it. The Western Australian Premier, Colin Barnett, he thinks he could have done a better job. Let's have a listen.
Lara Giddings, I think she ought to look at the Tasmanian economy. They should be doing a lot better. You know, when I leave this job, maybe I'll go down and hire myself out for a year to run Tasmania. It wouldn't take much to get the Tasmanian economy moving. I haven't read what she said, but I'm planning a Tasmanian holiday sometime, so maybe I'll catch up with her.
Well, perhaps I'm not sure if you'd be interested in Colin Barnett's tips, Premier, but his point that it wouldn't take much to get the Tasmanian economy moving, if you look at some of the indicators, and again I make the point that Labor's been in for a long time in Tasmania, look at education. Tasmania is near the bottom of OECD country participation rates for 15 to 19-year-olds and 20 to 24-year-olds, and in terms of its higher education participation, well below the national average. What's gone wrong? Because everyone understands education is the key to a stronger economy.
Education is a key, and it's true to say that we have a lower socioeconomic community here in Tasmania and some cultural problems with the value of education, and that's why we're concentrating on the early years. That's why we're investing in getting mothers, pregnant mothers, into the class and school environment again so it's not so threatening, getting them to take their babies into classes, getting them through those early years, and we are seeing the turnaround in literacy and numeracy results as a result of that. However, I must say in terms of Colin Barnett, this is the Premier whose state was a recipient of GST in the positive up to 2007, in the sense that they were subsidised by New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria in the same way Tasmania is today. If the mining boom was to bust, Fran, I expect you would see WA could well slip back into being a recipient state of GST. So it's very well and good for Colin Barnett, who happens to sit on a huge mineral resource over there that is in the middle of a boom, to say things could be different in Tasmania. The length of our government is something I'm very proud of. It's because of that that yesterday at the press club I was able to articulate the vision of Jim Bacon around water irrigation, which is part of diversifying our economy. Talk about the fact that when Premier Bartlett spoke, he was talking about we were realising that vision there, and now the time that I've spoken, I've been able to talk about what we're actually doing with the water that Jim Bacon spoke about 10 years ago.
Okay.
It takes time to realise these things.
Premier, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Premier of Tasmania, Lara Giddings.